For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is spending the weekend at the Camp David retreat meeting with top aides to discuss what should be on the table in the upcoming Trump-Kim summit in Singapore a week from Tuesday. The president says a deal to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula may not be achieved in a single setting.
We can go fast, we can go slowly.
He says the Singapore summit will start a process.
I think you're going to have a very positive result in the end.
Sounding as conciliatory toward the North as he ever has, the president says he no longer wants to use the term maximum pressure to describe U.S. sanctions.
I think the relationship we have right now with North Korea is as good as it's been in a long time.
Another month of strong hiring brought unemployment down to 3.8%, its lowest level in 18 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans for a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Residents in Cimarron, New Mexico, were ordered to evacuate due to a wildfire.
You have to evacuate. You have to figure out what is most important.
Some neighbors say they will stick it out till the last minute.
As long as it's just smoke, I'm not worried about it. But when you get to where you see fire, then it's time to do something.
Air tankers, helicopters, and ground crews are working around the clock to put out the blaze. Officials say 12 buildings at a Boy Scout ranch have been destroyed and more than 290 could be threatened. People living on Hawaii's Big Island might find themselves under arrest for ignoring evacuation orders. They issued a warning for a subdivision that's directly in the path of lava from the Kilauea volcano. Hawaii's Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno.
Looks like the flows have slowed down, but we still encourage people to get out of the area because, Fisher Aid seems to be very active.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The NFL is facing another lawsuit from cheerleaders. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Five cheerleaders for the Houston Texans are suing the NFL team for gender discrimination and for creating unfair and unsafe working conditions. The lawsuit claims the team failed to pay the women for overtime and that officials harassed and fat-shamed them. Kelly Nooner is among the five former cheerleaders filing the lawsuit.
I felt like the Texans did not care about my rights as a professional, as a woman, or as part of the team.
This is the second such lawsuit against the Texans in as many months, and just the latest legal action against an NFL team over its cheerleading program. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In the wake of the multitude of deadly school shootings across the country, more and more concerned parents are now considering the option of teaching their children at home. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The Washington Times spoke to Brian D. Ray of the National Home Education Research Institute of Salem, Oregon. He spoke about school safety that has increasingly become an issue for parents looking at teaching their kids at home. Mr. Ray told the Washington Times desires by the parents include teaching religious instruction or different values than those offered in public education, dissatisfaction with the academic curriculum, and worries about the school environment, including safety. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.